Portuguese-speaking diocese celebrate 40 Jesuit martyrs today. You know, we can't celebrate all the saints. The calendar isn't big enough. There aren't enough days in a year. So certain dioceses celebrate saints like we celebrate here in the United States. Some saints that, like Elizabeth Seton, you know, that they won't celebrate in other dioceses in other parts of the world. And so it is with these Portuguese dioceses that they celebrate 40 Jesuit martyrs today. Inácio Azevedo and his companions. So Inácio was sent by the Superior General of the Jesuits to Brazil to see the situation there. And after 3 years, Inácio returned to Europe and told his superior of the great need for more missionaries. So he was given permission to go throughout Spain and Portugal to Jesuit houses and recruit and return to Brazil. So he went throughout the peninsula and found volunteers, Jesuit volunteers, prepared them intensely over a period of months for this missionary work, and they set off in three ships for Brazil. Well, one of the ships was intercepted by Calvinist pirates, and that was the ship where Inácio and 39 companions were all slain and thrown into the sea, including one young fellow who was just a sailor, but he had already been impressed by the Jesuits and wanted to join them, so he was considered a postulante. And when the pirates started killing the Jesuits, he presented himself also to die with them, and he was also martyred. So there are two priests, 24 clerics, seminarians, and 14 professed Jesuit brothers who were killed. And that was on July 17th, 1570. Then 224 years later, during the Reign of Terror in France, the church was being persecuted. And on July 17th, the Carmelites are remembered or commemorated on this date, because 16 blessed Carmelites, martyrs of Compiègne, were slain. Mother Teresa of St. Augustine and her companions, they were killed during the French Revolution, 1794. The sisters, a couple of years earlier, had consecrated their lives for peace for their church and their country in the midst of the French Revolution. Then the sisters refused to comply with the civil constitution of the clergy, which was a law that was passed in 1790, which subordinated the Catholic Church to the revolutionary government. The government confiscated all the church land, banned religious orders, and these Carmelites resisted the suppression of their monastery, and so they were arrested in June 1794. Then on July 17th, they were tried in Paris, convicted of treason, and sentenced to death by the guillotine. On reaching the place of execution, Mother Teresa intoned the Te Deum, which is a hymn of thanksgiving. And then after they sang that, they sang the Veni Creator Spiritus, which, come Creator Spirit. Then all the sisters renewed their vows, and Sister Constance, who was a novice, the youngest of the group, she joined in making her profession before mounting the scaffold. So we have all these holy martyrs that we look to and pray for their intercession. Let's look again at the collect for the common of martyrs that we're offering today. O God, from whom faith draws perseverance and weakness strength, grant through the example and prayers of the martyrs that we may share in the passion and resurrection of your only begotten Son, so that with the martyrs we may attain perfect joy in your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.